Yeah, I was going to say, it's, you know, we're playing some decent cricket at the moment. We had a humdinger of a crowd here on the 27th, so hopefully we can even get a few more jammed in here. And yeah, it's going to be awesome. We've got some really good artists coming in as well to sing. So yeah, it's going to be exciting times, and we're playing against another team that's playing some good cricket at the same time. So, you know, not just the artists, but also cricket will be on show for New Year's Bash.
Yeah, well, I suppose that support, what's that been like? Because everybody sort of jumped off the back of that astonishing run last year, and then you guys have just kept it rolling through. That support must be really nice.
Yeah, it's been amazing. I think even when we're training, we've got a few people to come down and have a look and watch from the nets and stuff. So, you know, you always play here in front of good crowds at the Gabba, and when you're on top, it's like a 12th man. So, you know, hopefully they can come out again, like I said, and we'll put on a good show for them.
But so just what's it like to be undefeated? Like, we've sort of been harping on it a bit, but before Christmas, you guys haven't won a game. You haven't dropped a single one this year. You've had to win it the hard way. Like, what's it been like, and what's the difference you've seen this year?
I don't know if there's much difference. I just think, obviously, last year, the way we finished, you know, and it's pretty much the same team playing. So, you know, besides obviously Tall Paul coming in, he had some good value to us, but it's pretty much the same team. So there's a lot of confidence from last year, what we did at the back end there. And then to just carry it on, I just think, you know, credit goes to the management for allowing us to go out there and just play our own game. And I just think, to be honest, we won a couple more games, we get into the finals, that's what we're trying to do. Undefeated, sometimes it's tough because you're the hunted then as well, sort of like the Scorchers at the moment. So people are hunting us to try and get that elusive win against us. But, you know, we're trying to take each game, it's old cliche, trying to take each game as it comes. And if we can try and adapt to those conditions, then, you know, put us in a good position moving forward.
Do you like that feeling of being the hunted,
right? Yeah, it is. It's good. It's rather that than, you know, being the hunter. So, it is. It's great to be on top. I've said it to the boys, we haven't quite played that perfect game. We've had to scrap, and, you know, being a Kiwi, we scrap all the time. Always punch above our weight, so I think we've done that well this year as the Brisbane Heat.
I suppose you'd probably be looking to make a little bit of amends after that game against the Thunder, but then on the other side of that, just to see, you know, there was that collapse, it was looking a little bit shaky, but you guys just seemed to really...
Yeah, I think that just shows the character of the group. Bowlers weren't in the greatest headspace after that, going into our bowling performance, obviously losing those wickets at the end of our innings. But, you know, I just said to them, you know, not just taking credit for it, but control what we can control. And that's what we can do in the field. 120 balls, 24 balls as a bowler. If we can try and execute those as best as we can, it'll put us in a good position to win the game. And, you know, we were outstanding that night.
Cole, it's interesting that putting the team first is a very strong ethos in the group, even if it's not being spoken about all the time. But a lot of people you can sort of see are doing that. They're doing what they need to do for the team. And you were probably the same the other night, going to hit ball for the first from game ball one to get the innings going.
Yeah, that's my role. And I think Buff said it straight away. He's like, mate, take nothing. Next game, if the ball's there to hit, go. If you hit it anywhere near the middle instead of the toe, it's probably gone five rows back. So, you know, you look through our squad, everybody, you know, you might not be in the top runs, but everybody's contributing. You look through, you're making contributions, and I think that's the key to a good team. Everybody wants to put up their hand and do certain things in time, and I think, you know, our middle order's been fantastic. You know, Renner's the other day, thinking that was a matchup against Tanvir, he's gone 6-4 and then unfortunately got out, but that gave us a bit of momentum going into that surge too. And I thought the way Billings went in, took the surge straight away, showed a little bit of positivity for us, and, you know, a bit of ownership from him. So that was awesome from my point of view to see that batters taking responsibility and doing that throughout the innings.
You mentioned the crowd, the Gabba, but also the venue itself. You guys have really seemed to have locked in on how you want to play at the Gabba, and it's been very important, hasn't it? Because it's a particular sort of ground, isn't it?
Yeah, it is. It's probably got, like, here and Optus that are quite different to the other grounds, where you've got to bowl different areas, probably hit different areas as well compared to some of the other venues around Australia. So yeah, we've adapted really well, and, you know, hopefully we can just continue doing our skills, because I think, you know, to try and simplify it as much as we can, stay on those plans for long enough as a bowling unit and our batting which will just take care of itself if we stick to our plans and processes.
Cool, you've played a lot of cricket around the world and stuff. Have you seen the BBL this year? Did you think it's an even competition, even though perhaps there's a bit of a gap between sort of the top and the bottom? Is it quite even in your estimation?
Yeah, I think so. You look at Thunder. The Thunder have been there and thereabouts, but just haven't won those like tight moments. I heard Greeny speak the other night, and even catching up with them, they haven't quite won. You know, you put two wins on them, they're in the top four. The Stars as well. There's some teams there that, you know, can beat anybody, and I think that's the make of a good tournament. I think, yeah, there's always going to be one or two teams that are down the bottom, but, you know, I think if you rewind sort of 3 years ago, when you had that point four at 10 overs, that sort of made, I'm not saying a mockery of it, but, you know, if teams were out, they were just trying to win that one point and then try and get through. So I think with that rule change, it's probably made for better cricket, and you can see anybody can beat anyone on their day.
Last one then, in this way, so you've got a lot of guys still training out there that's the guys who aren't currently playing. Are you happy with that sort of depth, the underlying depth that's still there with the team that you can call upon?
Yeah, exactly. You look at everybody. You look at, you know, we've got some experience on the bench, and we've got some exciting young players like, you know, Woodsy as well, that not many people have seen. But yeah, Jimmy Pearson, Maxie Bryan, all played plenty of games in the Big Bash that are chomping on the bit to get back, and I think the attitudes have been outstanding in and around training. It's not easy. I've been on the bench for a long period of time and run the drinks a lot, so it's never easy. But there's going to come a time where they play an important role in this Big Bash for us if we want to win the trophy or even get to finals and push on. So I think the attitude in and around the group, everybody's, like you said, it's a team-first mentality. It doesn't matter what I do or what Nessa does or anybody. It's about us putting W's on the board and playing an entertaining brand of cricket to get some good crowds in. So, yeah, I think everybody's shown their part and done an outstanding job off the field. So it just makes everybody that goes out there and puts the jersey on or the cap on, the 11, you know, we've got to go out there and do the job for the boys on the bench too.
Just finally from me, just on the Sixers themselves, they are also one of the front runners in the this year. Unfortunately, you know, a washout or loss, but they're on a clean streak before that. They are one of the top teams. Does it feel like this is the next big test for you guys?
Yeah, it is. We've actually spoken about it too. They've been a champion team for a long period of time with the Scorchers, and, you know, after last year and our start, we're starting to put ourselves in that same sort of bracket as well. But, you know, those two teams have really been the pinnacle of the BBL for a long period of time, and I think the Sixers, they scrap really hard. Again, like, you look at their batters, no one's really hit the lights out, but they've scrapped and they've done well to get over the line. And I think they sort of play a brand of cricket like we do, just try and do whatever the team needs at that specific time, whether that means trying to soak up some pressure and just go to run a ball through the middle, or coming in and getting 10 or 3 balls at the end. I think we play the same brand of cricket. So like I said before, hopefully we can get a you know, good game of cricket on New Year's Day and see, obviously, the best team's going to win.
We're off. Thanks, mate.
Awesome.
As always.